Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess. Do you want to ask the question?
Yeah, I'll ask the question.
Go on then.
How do you design a football theme park? Ride.
It's a tricky question.
Football themed theme park.
Like this?
Like this. This is it. Yeah, this is Football Land.
Mark is here. Mark is coming. He's on his way.
He's on his way.
Again.
He's on his way. He's on his way.
This is a lot.
He's on his way. He's on his way.
I know. It's okay. We need to talk to him about this.
He's on his way.
This is tardy.
It's all right.
I appreciate he likes to take his time.
But Thomas Tardy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get on with it. Football land. So I have got an idea, and it's something that we're severely lacking in football land.
Yeah.
No theme park worth its salt is without a tour.
No, very true.
You know,
yeah.
They quite often have a little train that sort of goes around the park.
Yeah.
Now, I think they're normally sort of really just to kind of get people sort of to and from things. You can hop on them, hop off them, right? You know, there's always somebody on it sort of saying, oh, and they're coming up to the, you know, banana forest or, you know. So basically what I'm saying is Football Land's got massive. We can maximise everything that we've built in Football Land because it's huge by having a tour of Football Land.
Yeah.
So you go to Football Land, you know, maybe if you've just got the day pass, you're not going to get around it all, are you? A bit like London.
No.
So what you do is you pay your money, you get on an open top bus tour,
and
you go around it and they just kind of point at stuff rapidly and you get some headphones that you plug in. And, you know, it's got sort of like hold music in the background and then every now and then a bloke comes on and goes, that's Buckingham Palace, which you've already clocked. So what I'm proposing is the Touré brothers bus tour.
Right.
It's Yaya and Kolo taking you around Football Land, but in the style of the Chuckle Brothers.
Right. Okay. Why in the style of the Chuckle Brothers?
Well, as soon as I think Yaya and Kolo,
yeah,
I think Chuckle Brothers, you know, the two brothers.
They're just two brothers.
They're just two brothers.
Very successful, though.
Very successful.
Not slapstick in any way.
A little bit. You know, Kolo is a very mischievous man. He's the older brother. It's unusual. That's unusual that the older
is more mischievous.
More mischievous. That's normally reserved for the younger or the middle.
Yeah, the scam. So is it an open top bus tour? Like, you're on tour and like you've just won the league. So there's champagne flowing. You're all cheering, but you're doing a tour of Football Land.
I think you could maybe build up to that, maybe. But I think Yaya's driving.
Right.
Yaya's the more sensible one. He's got his head on. And Kolo is definitely comparing. Right? Completely ineptly. And essentially, I think that's solid. And I think all we need to kind of to fit in, right, is one, what we see when we're going around Football Land.
Because
we've got so many highlights.
Yeah.
And the second question was, is that music that they play in between the kind of, you know, sights when you're going on a bus tour, it's got to be the Kolo and Yaya song, right?
Right.
The Kolo, 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 Kolo Dore, Kolo, Kolo Dore, right? So I think you probably buy this as a package. You know, we've got lots of other packages. We've got running commentary and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's a cheeky little extra that as you're coming in, getting your Jack Grealish shin pads, you know, day passes.
Yeah.
They're like, would you like the Kolo brothers tour? And you go, well, yes, of course.
And they say, by the way, they're like the Chuckle Brothers. And you say, in what way? And they say, kind of one's older and a bit sillier. And
yes.
You say, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So they have mishaps?
Oh, there's...
Does the bus break down?
Always.
Is there slapstick involved? Does someone hold a ladder, knocking people out
of
the way?
I think Colo regularly falls off the top of the bus.
Okay, and or down the stairs.
Down the stairs. Maybe he's hanging off the back in that kind of good old comedy fashion, waving his legs.
Yeah.
Completely. And I think... Probably as people enter, you've got to, they play the song, and they slap everybody's head,
right?
As you get on the bus, as you board it,
and like a head count, sort of,
but more aggressive.
Right,
they really like to hit Yaya on the head, and Yaya didn't like it. So I think Yaya's probably in the seat of the bus behind plastic.
Yeah, right.
He's, you know, and there's air holes, but he can't get, he doesn't want that.
I mean, there's not much of a comedy double act if one of them can only be communicated to some air holes.
I think he can come, he can get out, he can let himself out for when, you know, it's like, Colo shouts down, oh, we've got, I need another pair of headphones. And he passes them up and it's like, to me, to you. And they do that line.
Were the Chuckle Brothers big in the Ivory Coast?
I think so.
Were they just a British thing, Chuckle Brothers? You think Chuckle Vision exported?
I mean, wherever you go in the world, there's lots of, you know, Mr. Bean's very big.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
I was on a ferry in Egypt once and there was a man doing, you know, our waiter was doing Basil Fawlty impressions.
Oh, gosh.
You know. And so,
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol's very big. it's only natural to assume that the Chuckle Brothers are big as and so really the only question,
because otherwise you're going to get some very confused international guests at football night.
I think they should probably dress like Barry and Paul.
Yeah.
They should wear those sort of Harrington jackets, everyone
will know who they are internationally.
Instantly. And
as
soon as,
that's just Barry and Paul Truckle.
Yeah. As soon as
Colo...
Yeah, exactly. As soon as Colo sort of goes to me, you're like, oh, I get it. It's the Colo Brothers tours. And then I don't know if there's any other... I don't know if we need to make it any clearer than that.
No.
So I really think the only thing we've got left to sort of decide is what we see in football. What's the route?
The route can... this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
So basically, we've already got a monorail that transports you from place to place.
It doesn't come in the park.
No.
It's only car park to front gate.
So there's no actual travel infrastructure apart from the holding midfielder.
Which
transports you around in the belly of like N'Golo Kanté.
Yeah.
But so the bus tour it's not only showing you the sights, it's actually getting people from A to B.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who didn't pass the Chuck Blazer mobility scooter test.
Totally.
And haven't got mobility scooters.
They're going to have to rely heavily
to have to rely on a comedy double act from children's TV in the 90s.
They'll get you from A to B.
Man City playing Brothers.
They'll get you from A to B, but not directly.
Yeah.
There's going to be a comedy ensuing from beginning to end.
And can one of the legs on that tour be the emergency A&E, like within football land, like the first aid post? Because there's nothing more funny than someone who has seriously hurt themselves to be on that tour bus. The urgency of trying to get there to patch up a cut, graze, bruise, a fractured limb.
Yeah.
However, the mishaps of Colo Touré and Yaya, who've never driven buses before.
No.
The hilarity
of
failing to get that critically injured patient to the medical care they need.
Exactly.
The opportunity for that is what I'm interested in.
Yeah, there's I think definitely they act almost as the ambulance service.
Yeah.
To football land. We've got the magic sponge, obviously, but I think that they are probably on their way, sort of taking people from, you know, the Concacaf to kind of Oceania town.
Yeah.
But they over here are on the kind of security, you know,
intercom.
There's been an accident and they go straight there.
Yeah.
They don't even think twice.
No. Because they are the first emergency service.
Yeah. Yaya's very diligent and very serious about that. Colo is, you know, he's always standing up. He's probably, they're the moments where he'll probably tumble down the stairs or tumble backwards towards the
and he'll, fall he'll, off the he'll back pick of up. You know, when there's YouTube clips of people bringing stretchers on for footballers and yes. they fail to carry them off because they collapse or they
completely
or one end goes tits up
or they pick it up and they realize that they sort of are lifting the person's head right into their bum.
That's
a classic.
Right.
And so I think that they probably I think if we can save a bit of money by having them deliver stretchers when there's an accident in football land. They zip there on the Toure Brothers tour bus, and it's something to see as well. You're gonna go past other things, aren't you? You know, you're gonna go past all sorts of rides, and you know, Colo can be on top going, oh, there's the squeaky bum time arena on your left, and there's the Pele's penis pump pharmacy, pointing out all these things that we zip past on the way, and so it's kind of two for one. And then people love hospital dramas.
Oh God, they do,
and they love comedy.
They love it.
So you're sort of, peering over the top of the open bus, they've put the whole music on, Colo, 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 as, Colo's trying to get the stretcher down the stairs, and those bus stairs, they're always, how are they going to get that round the corner? To me, to you, dear. They're doing the full routine, everyone's cheering.
And there's, oxygen masks on, so the patient can breathe.
Yes, I think that's important, that the magic
but it's
sponge.
Helium.
The magic sponge. So the magic sponge needs to be in on this. Yeah. They need to. They set the. They're just setting it up, and Yaya and Curlo are sort of knocking it out of the park.
I
can see no downside.
That is the main part of this. It's a tour, but there's nothing really to see.
No, because it's football land.
Everyone's on the bus just in case someone gets injured and needs to be taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because they want to then, that's when the comedy comes out.
Yeah. So, perfect. And so the only thing I think we've really got to decide on is price point.
Oh, yeah.
How much extra at the outset do we think we could put this at? How many football and tokens, forgetting the exchange rate?
Forgetting the exchange rate. I'm saying it's one token if you're just on normally as a single.
Right.
Family ticket, 3 tokens.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how many in your family.
Yeah, that's good.
But.
Yep.
If there is a medical emergency and you witness it, 5 tokens each.
5 tokens.
Extra.
So they sort of have to get that. Well, that's what Yaya can do.
Yeah.
That's when he really comes into his own. Sort of.
But he's already driving.
Yeah, but when you're getting off the bus.
Then he asks for 5 extra.
Yeah, and he stands in the exit of the bus.
Imposingly. Yeah.
Imposingly, ready to sort of shut
you
down.
You saw someone have a heart attack and we struggled to get them down the stairs.
Tokens,
so
please.
That's 5 tokens.
That's good, because at the minute Yaya is...
He's just driving with the air holes, separating him between him and the public.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, price point done. Yeah.
All right.
Lovely. All right.
Probably time to...
Let's have a vote. Yeah.
All right, then. All those in favour of the Colo Brothers bus tour making its way into football land, say aye after 3. 1, 2, 3.
Aye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right.
That was touch and go because it started a bit rockily, but I think we've fixed that.
Just what is it that you want to do? We want to go football land and we want to have a good time.
This is Takumi Minamino's Mini Motors. So basically, Liverpool and formerly Liverpool and Southampton.
Yeah.
But he runs a miniature racetrack
full
of cars for children and adults alike.
Children and adults.
And adults. Right. All right. So it's a mini racetrack with mini cars.
Yeah.
And they're very small, like the size of like a cat carrier.
Yeah.
Or a, bigger than a shoebox.
Are they like...
But the wheels are normal sized wheels, like Bridgestone tyres, like normal car wheels, 4 of them.
So,
a cat carrier with normal sized wheels.
Do you remember those little red pedal cars that kids used to have?
No, they're probably smaller than that. Ooh. Yeah. But here's the thing, right?
And it's for adults.
It's for adults and children because the material of the car is stretchy. It's made of like a very stretchy lycra. So you can actually get inside the car.
Yeah.
So you're almost like on all fours with each hand, hand by the front wheel, other hand by the other wheel, and your feet by the back wheels. And yep. the car...
A bit like a transformer.
It fits snugly around you.
Right.
With the giant wheels.
But it still sort of has a chassis. It's not totally... You're not just going to a fancy dress party dressed as a...
It still works as a normal car. So I guess you're lying on the chassis. You know, like, yeah, you definitely can drive it. And the car is... There's no interior engine. It's solar powered, right? So the solar panels on your back as you get in. So you kind of dive headfirst into the Lycra seat.
So you're like,
and then there's a window where the front of it, where the like license plate would be.
So it's a bit like a skeleton
with normal size wheels.
Headfirst.
Headfirst. So you're looking through where the registration number plate would be.
Yeah.
And your bum is kind of out the back where like maybe the exhaust pipe would be. So you're kind of like
it's a natural
skating
place.
A lot. You know, like pond skaters.
Yes.
So you're like that, but it's a stretchy Lycra car.
Yeah.
And you just have a lovely time going around a racetrack. But it's good because anyone can. I mean, a child can go in it.
Yeah.
A man and a woman can go in it.
At
doesn't
the same
matter
time.
What.
I'm not.
You'd have to spoon. You'd have to spoon if you were both man and a woman going in it.
What's a spoon called when you're not on your side?
Kind of like two knives.
Two knives.
But you wouldn't, you'd, and the way you steer it is because you can just hold the chassis.
Right.
You hold the chassis.
Yeah.
So that your front, you can just, you know, use your hands to drive.
Yeah.
But there's no steering wheel. It's,
right.
It's almost like you're pushing and pulling.
Like an old go-kart.
Yeah.
Helmet? Because cars have bumpers for a reason.
Yeah.
Your face is very close to the registration plate that you're peering through.
Yeah, that's the only glass bit. That's the only fiberglass bit of it.
Right.
So in front of you.
So just in case,
it's like a solid bit of fiberglass in front, and your bottom has a solid bit of fiberglass as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need any more protection, do you?
Well, I hope not. I hope not, but I don't know. You've got men and women spooning, you know, which they could get distracted by the kind of amorous position and not really be looking where they're going.
Yeah.
Children are quite erratic. They probably shouldn't be in control of a motorised vehicle.
They are.
I'm just thinking...
You're thinking, how do you brake? You've got a chin pad.
Oh.
So you've got a pad on your chin, and if you want to brake, you just lower your head to the asphalt and you just let it graze against your chin. A bit like, you know, when you roller skate, the sort of rubber stopper.
Yeah.
So you've got one of those rubber stoppers on your chin.
I think old school helmets used to have a chin guard, didn't they?
On the strap. Street luge.
Yeah.
Street luge.
You might have done street luge where you grew up.
Never done street luge, no. I think that's a Californian thing.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
No, it was just on a strap. Like if you bought a pair of roller skates as a child or received them for Christmas or a birthday and you got a padded, you know, elbow, knee pads and helmet set, you on the strap, you... Which was often white, you got a sort of plastic cup that went on your chin.
Yeah, so you'd have one of them. Yeah.
One of those.
And it's a bit like how I imagine Thomas the Tank Engine, the human is like inside you, because you know that Thomas the Tank Engine has a human face
he
on
does.
The front. So if that face was a real human, they'd be like lying sort of in a, not in a fetal position, but like with their bum sticking out and their feet sort of controlling the wheels.
I'm a little bit worried that if there's a sort of a traffic jam or a pile-up, that you sort of might end up inadvertently ending up with a sort of human centipede scenario.
Yeah, we do need to put a bit more padding around the bum.
Bum guards.
Yeah, bum guards.
Like a spoiler.
And maybe it can be powered solarly, but it can also be powered by human wind.
By trumping.
Yeah.
I like, yes.
the Trump effect.
How are we going to ensure that there's enough wind? You know, have you thought about kind of any sort of, you know, baked beans in the queue?
Yeah, we could have
fizzy drinks.
A series of baked beans.
Chewing gum.
Or it's just, you know, just like in life where... You might not be as fast as someone else.
Right.
You might not be as windy as someone else.
And so it's they like, might, just like a boost.
They might be quicker than you. There's solar panels if you're not flatulent at all. If you are flatulent, then you've got that extra boost.
That's
And the track is proportioned, themed based on where Minamino's been. So it's like 38% Japan, because he played in Japan and he's played in a number of times. 59% Salzburg in Austria.
Yeah.
12% for Liverpool.
Right.
And about 9% for Southampton. So it would be themed all of those kind of like a mishmash. I don't know what they do in Salzburg, but isn't that where Mozart's from?
These also be in miniature.
Yeah, it would be a toy town. But then the thing is, it would be like a toy town experience.
Would they need to be massive?
Then, yeah, because so then you're everything... growing bigger than the cars.
Yeah.
So maybe, I think actually, I've written this down that any spectators can, all of the landmarks are Lycra as well.
Right.
So you can actually climb inside these Lycra landmarks.
A beetle.
You could climb inside a Lycra John Lennon.
Yeah.
And become him.
Or like a Lycra slavery museum.
Yeah, a Lycra slavery museum. A Lycra, they have that big radio mast.
There is.
And but it's only got to be 12% of that.
Right.
But it's the Japanese bit that I'm more focused on, because that's a bigger percentage, and Salzburg. Because Salzburg's 59%.
Yeah. My knowledge of Austria is limited mostly to the school trip we went on, we were 12.
Yeah.
Most that I remember about that is we went to a German salt mine, not Austrian.
No. German speaking, though?
Yes. I got in trouble for buying alcohol, because you could buy alcohol because they're Austrian and they just think you're going to be responsible with it.
Yeah.
My mum at the time liked peach schnapps. She was fond of her peach schnapps and lemonade.
Yeah.
So I bought her... a set of peach snaps.
Right.
A 12.
Taster set.
A 12 pack of miniatures,
yeah.
Which I got in trouble and had to exchange for a wooden carved clock. So
we could have all of that around the outskirts of this Minamino's Mini Motors
absolutely.
Racetrack.
Absolutely. People in Lycra peach snaps.
Yeah.
People in Lycra ski slope.
Yeah.
People in, the cows. I got one of those cow things that you tip upside down and it goes.
Yeah. Big, huge. One of those in Lycra. So something for your family members who don't want to drive, they can get inside John Lennon.
Yes.
And that's basically it. No appearance from Minamino. He doesn't need to be there. If you're looking at it, you wouldn't know it was anything to do with him.
Right.
Apart from a few sort of landmarks according to which club he'd been
and
to.
The big
but you'd
sign,
have to go on Wikipedia.
The big sign above it that says Minamino's Minimotors.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make that really small as well, though.
Yeah, very small. And people can climb inside that too.
I thought initially that when you said Minamino's Minimotors, I thought that it was going to be a secondhand car dealership.
No. You can't buy these.
And that Takumi Minamino was sort of greeted you. He's grown a little moustache.
Yeah,
he's wearing a brown suit, probably with a sort of orange shirt.
Yeah, well, what you could do is you could have a massive, because they always have big inflatable people at those.
They do.
At those car dealerships. So you could have a big,
the
huge,
wavy man.
Wavy Minamino.
Yes.
Inflatable
that
Minamino
would be nice.
That's like 50 foot tall.
Yeah.
But everything else is very small.
Very small.
So to him, it's mini.
Yeah.
So it's mini me. Mini me, Minamino's, Mini Motors. And,
yeah. I like that.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, let's have a vote on that. All in favour of Minamino's, Mini Motors, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. Lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Mark's bit now, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll go and find him. I'll go and find him.
Just don't miss him like last week.
I won't miss him. Hey, that was a coincidence. I know where he is now. He's in a lending library. Mobile library outside. He's thumbing his way through Tess of the D'Urbervilles. I will go and find him. I'll see you in a second.
All right. All right, Ryan.
Is Anthony not here again? No, Anthony's here. You've not been here.
Well, I'm here now.
No, I know you're here now, but Anthony's just gone to look for you.
Look, I'm not saying you're telling porcupines, but no. I didn't see him.
Well, I've not just been sat in here by myself, have I?
You were sitting here by yourself when
momentarily,
I came in.
But literally the door opened.
Yeah.
Should we just crack on anyway?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, it's I think it's your idea. I've done one, Anthony's done one. So just like we did last week. Yeah. What's your idea?
Okay, so what this is Dimitri Payet's Bottle Shy. Okay, that's... Oh. The title is a working title. It's up for grabs.
I like it.
Yeah, there could be better out there. It's based on an incident that happened very recently. I think it was August 2021.
Yes.
When the French season was getting underway. The stadium's newly open to crowds following the pandemic, so everyone was really excited. You know when you're playing with a cat... And they really love it.
Yeah.
They get really into it.
So they're excited.
They're purring as they sink their teeth into your wrist.
Yeah.
And it really hurts and it's violent and horrible, but they're doing it through love. I think that's what happened to the Nice fans. They were so excited to be back watching football that when they were playing Marseille and when Dimitri Payet stepped up to take a corner, they loved him so much. They were so full of respect that they threw a bottle at him.
Right.
And it hit him. A stroke of genius from Payet. Mm-hmm. Most people would have seen that the crowd are getting a bit too over-enthusiastic and would have tried various conventional ways of calming the crowd down.
Yeah.
But he had a blinder here. He realised the best way to calm the crowd down was to throw a bottle back.
It's inspired.
It was... a stroke of genius. Unfortunately, the crowd didn't quite interpret the genius of Payet's actions.
It wasn't quite the sort of, is it Declan Rice sort of having a drink from the cup? It's been done by others. There's been a sip from the bottle. It's always interesting when you use a big collective term like crowd. It doesn't really represent the sheer scale of what was sort of stood before him.
Maybe we're doing them a disservice and they wanted to take to the pitch to thank him for his beautiful gesture because a few thousand people spilled onto the pitch and kicked the living shit out of everything and everyone.
Yeah.
And I mean, just for recording history's sake, Nice had to play three fixtures behind closed doors. Payet was suspended for a single match. But my favourite stat from the punishments that were administered, Marseille physio Pablo Fernandez was handed a 9-month touchline suspension. Whoa. He's a member of the medical team. And what was he doing? Kung fu kick to the throat. I'm a medical man. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he knows the pressure points. He knows how to really do damage.
Yeah.
He went straight to his medical bag, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got that little hammer they hit on your knee and was just going around coshing everyone.
Your reflexes are good.
Yeah, or he just found some kind of anaesthetic and was just going around and making everybody go wobbly legs. You went dark.
I love the thought that the next time there's a brawl in the Premier League, the medical team are just going to windmill in, flatten everyone. So it's how to bring this experience to football land, and it's up for debate. I haven't set in stone any of this. I figured it would be better to give something back to the world at large by recruiting police. the trainee policeman will play the part of the rioting crowds.
Yeah.
And you get to chuck a bottle at a pretty fired up bunch of about 10,000 trainee police men and women.
Yeah, I like that.
And you have an unlimited amount of bottles. And as they enter the pitch, if you hit one of the trainee policemen, then they're out of the game. So it's kind of like live Space Invaders.
Yeah.
You've got to stop them reaching the bottom of the screen, which is basically where you are.
Sort of like Dodgeball meets Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. How big is the bottle? Because if it were sort of an oversized bottle, a bottle almost as large as the thrower himself.
Right.
Not made of glass, necessarily.
No.
It could be sort of made of a comedy foam, that sort of foam you get from sort of those stress balls. And if you're sort of like, you could take out 3 to 5 policemen each go.
Yeah.
And there's a nice comedy sort of skittling effect that you get in a shy at a carnival. But probably some of those policemen should have their boots weighted down so that when you hit them, they don't fall over.
Yeah,
they just sort of spring back up.
So they're like giant Sabutio policemen.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's very good.
Rather than on one plinth, one Sabutio half ball, they've got two. They've got one on each foot. So it's a bit like a kind of...
So even if you break your left leg, your right leg is still going to bounce you upright.
Yeah, you're sort of scooting around a bit still. And then you've also got there's bottles, you know, these giant bottles are littered around on the floor that are a bit of an obstacle, as some of the downed Nice fans, you know, from the Marseille medical staff sort of anaesthetising them. It also replicates that, doesn't it? This sort of Sabutio-footed policeman lying around. It's a real melee, you know, there's oversized bottles.
Yeah. You can always throw that back. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, that's.
It's not one throw and you're out. If the bottle is near you, you can throw it back at whoever's being Dimitri Payet. It's actually quite well balanced, isn't it? 1 against 10,000 is not as bad odds as you'd think.
Not with those shoes on.
Yeah.
I worry that if they're sort of free footed, they might get on a
quickly
bit too
overrun the one of you.
Yeah, maybe there's that netting that they have in European grounds, and they have that netting to stop the ball going in and the sort of the crowd coming on. So there's a bit of you've got to break through that.
I thought that was to keep the butterflies in inside the crowd half.
Part of the TIFO.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to release the butterflies. That's what the guy in the microphone's going.
John! John!
Is this thing on?
John, release the butterflies!
Could there be more than one Payet? Because his teammates did join in. So are we missing a trick? Could it be 10 versus 10,000?
Yes. I think probably there should be 11.
Right, yeah.
And in each swathe, we put somebody in with a very nervous disposition. and they have to run off. And not get involved.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens to them. Maybe afterwards they're rounded up by their. I think we've said this previously, but the Squeaky Bum Time Arena it's there. It's the jewel in our crown.
Yeah,
it's being underused.
Yeah,
and I think this season of Football Land, we should try and find more ways of using it. If the Payet's Bottle Shy doesn't take place inside the Squeaky Bum Time Arena, that would be madness.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So
what are the other three sides of the stadium doing when the one behind the goal where Payet took a corner is the one that's rioting? Or is it just a 360 degrees of rioting?
I mean, you could divide the pitch up into sort of quadrants, a bit like the Emirates was once divided in, and you could sort of put up some more netting, and you could have that netting dividing it into four sort of diagonally.
Yeah.
And you could have that. We could have a day of Payet's Bottle Shy, just running them constantly. And then there's a chance for overspill as well, that they're going to work out how to get through the netting to get initially at the 10,000. That there could be, I mean, it could be a hell of a melee.
Yeah. Are we ready to vote?
I think we're very, yes.
Okay. Well, ready to vote. All those in favour of Dimitri Payet's Bottle Shy being admitted to Football Land, say aye. 1, 2, 3, aye.
Aye.
That's a relief.
I was never in doubt.
Get on me and stay on me for as long as you in well can. I'm naked.
Oh. Wow, that was...
Well, we scraped through that again. I think I said at the end of last episode not do it again. You did it again.
I couldn't remember what it was I wasn't supposed to do.
Well, just be here.
Yeah, well, I am.
Yeah, but be here when Anthony's here, because you did the door thing again. He went out, you came in.
Am I my Anthony's keeper?
Yeah, and as ever, if you like Football Land, tell people you like it.
Like and share.
Yeah, well, and that other stuff that people say on bigger and more successful podcasts. And we do the patron thing as well, don't we?
We do,
so you can
yes.
become a patron.
You can become a patron and like pitch in an idea that gets read out and discussed on the show. So
yeah, we should get back on the Patreon idea train, because we had some gold.
We had some absolute belters.
We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. All right, well, I think we've probably kept you here long enough. Let's go and find Anthony. Where's he gone? Where's he gone?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.